MSO News Sports, welcoming Dave Jellison, cross-country coach, girls' cross-country coach at Beverly High School. Dave, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for calling me. I appreciate it.
And not only girls' cross-country coach, but Northeastern Conference champion coach, Dave Jellison from the Beverly Girls Cross-Country team. So, Dave, congratulations to you and the team on that accomplishment.
Oh, thank you very much. The girls really earned it.
Well, let's talk about some of the girls. Tell me about some of your top runners on the team, and we can go through a bunch of names for sure.
Sure. Well, we got a small team, basically. We got five girls that run really well together. They really emphasize the word teamwork. They running in about a 75-second gap between our one and five. And so that's how we've been able to win most of our meets. Our number one runner is basically a senior and our captain, Mary Hawk, H-A-U-C-K. She's doing a great job. She had a great summer workout, came ready to go, and she's been a terrific leader. And then we have sophomore Tara McNeil, who is coming along, had a good freshman year and has really stepped it up. The other co-captain is Allison Precy, who's done a great job. She ran a good summer program. And then two newcomers who came out their senior year, and thank God they did. They've really added to our team, Emily Judd and Tatum Penjuani.
Maybe you could mention just a couple of other names off the so-called bench, if you will. You don't have a bench in cross-country, I get that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you would probably like to have a bench. Vanessa Wheelholter has done a great job. She's new to the program. She's one of my hurdlers indoors and outdoors, and so she decided to give a little strength workout, so she's doing very well. We have Julia Guanti is doing well. And then this year is kind of unique. We've had about five or six foreign exchange students who came out the first week of September and wanted to try it. And they're having a very good time with it. And, of course, they had no base, so it's all new to them. They never ran before. But it's added a nice flavor to the team.
You know, Dave, you're a young guy. I don't know how you do this, but you were telling me earlier, 33 years at Beverly High with the spring track program, right?
And that's correct.
And
yeah.
31 with the winter program.
The other way around, 31 with winter, because I gave up the spring after 31 years.
Oh, you gave it up? Okay.
Right. So I'm doing winter. Still doing cross country in winter, and 33 in winter and 31 years I ended at spring.
Well, where I was getting
1974, you know, I'm an old timer.
No, okay, that makes sense. Okay, because I, you know, you were saying you started in '95 in Beverly, and I'm thinking you were around way before that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, cross country '95, '90 for winter and spring, and then 1974 at Danvers.
All right, for our listeners, these are just a lot of years. Where I was getting at with this is, Dave, you're approaching like 100 years or 100 seasons, if you will. You know what I'm saying? If you,
Beverly, yeah, we're getting up to 91 years, 91 seasons at Beverly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, sooner or later, they'll get to know you over there, I think, you know?
I hope. I still got to apply every year, every season, every year. I hope I get it.
Hey, Dave, the meets this year, so you win the Northeastern Conference. What were a couple of the close meets for you guys?
Well, years past, we always had one of the top runners, one of the top three or four runners in the conference. And this year, we had just a real strong nucleus of really talented runners. So when we went against Danvers, they got 1-2 on us, but then we slammed the door and got the next five places, which secured it. And the same thing with Peabody. They have one of the top runners in the conference, and we were able to slam the door after that. So, and same thing with Marblehead. They got a really great runner. And then we got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so lowest score wins, and we were able to pull all those out just by depth.
So what happens now in cross country now that the conference schedule is over?
Well, we have the conference championship in Gloucester on the 29th, I think it is, that Saturday down in Stageport Park. Then we got a lot of invitational meets. We got the coaches' invitational and then the state meet on the November 12th.
Gotcha. Anything else you want to share about this cross-country season, Dave?
Well, they're 5-0. They got a meet on Wednesday against Salem. We hope to end it out undefeated, and then that'll make 69 straight meets without a loss and 10 years of being undefeated. And you know, they keep rolling.
Hey, one last question. I don't know if you stay in touch or hear back from any of your runners and what they're doing, you know, beyond just Beverly High School. Do you have any updates on some of the former runners that you've had there at Beverly or other track performers in the other seasons?
Yeah, well, you know, they all keep in touch. They stop in now and then, or I'll get a phone call out of the blue. I got, like, Tyler and Della. She just graduated, and she's going over to Ireland for a year to do some graduate work. And then I got several of them who are running in college now, so they keep in touch. And then they're scattered. You know, they've all been grown up and moved on and graduated from high school and are on their way to bigger and better things. But they do stop in, and sometimes they stay around and help out. And I got one girl that graduated about 5 years ago, and she's come back, and she's volunteered to help in the indoor season, and she helped last spring. So Gracie will be a big help.
Well, that's great. I guess they know wherever, no matter how far and wide they wander away from Beverly, they come back to the Sawyer Road campus, they'll find Dave Jellison there, right?
Yeah, I seem to be around all the time. You can't get rid of me.
There you go. Well, Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to you and the team for a great regular season here, and best of luck to the girls in some of these later meets coming up.
Well, thank you much. I appreciate the call.
Yep, take care. Dave Jellison, girls cross-country coach, Beverly High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.